This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
In World War II's final moments in Europe, Associated Press correspondent Edward Kennedy gave his news agency perhaps the biggest scoop in its history. He reported a full day ahead of the competition that the Germans had surrendered unconditionally at a former schoolhouse in France. For this, he was publicly rebuked by the AP and then quietly fired. The problem is that Kennedy had defied military censors to get the story out. British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and President Harry Truman had agreed to suppress news of the capitulation for one day in order to allow Russian dictator Joseph Stalin to stage a second surrender ceremony in Berlin. Kennedy was also accused of breaking a pledge that he and 16 other journalists had made to keep the surrender a secret for a time as a condition of being allowed to witness it firsthand. And I'm bringing this up today, the day after Memorial Day, because 67 years after this happened, AP's top executive is apologizing for the way the company treated Kennedy. President and CEO Tom Curley said it was a terrible day for AP, that the situation was handled in the worst way possible. He now says that Kennedy did everything just right. And Curley rejected the notion that the AP had a duty to obey the order to hold the story once it was clear the embargo was for political reasons rather than to protect the troops. And I'm wondering what each of you think of this. You make a pledge to embargo a story, but you decide the people who ask you to hold that story are not really doing it for the proper reasons, and so you go ahead and run the story. Is that ethically a proper thing to do, Mike?
Well, I don't know that it's ethically right or wrong because, you know, I guess my feelings are, you know, if I made an oath not to run the story and I went ahead and ran it, then I'm at least going against my own personal oath that I made. You know, the thing that I feel like, you know, Kennedy's rationale for going ahead and breaking the story is later in the article that you sent all of us. It says that the German radio had already broadcast that. And I, you know, my thinking is, and I think maybe Kennedy's thinking was also, you know, once the German radio has broken the story that they've surrendered, it's out there, you know. I suppose there's a language issue, maybe, you know, perhaps German radio broke the news in German, so not everybody who speaks English and not German would understand or would have heard about it. But still, once it's out, it's out. So I feel like Kennedy was entirely justified in breaking the story since German radio had already broadcast it. So
yeah, I should credit the story. I believe it came from ABC News. Okay. And it also points out that the current company president, Tom Curley, points out once the war is over, you can't hold back information like that. The world needed to know.
Right.
Lisa?
I think it was a pretty big story to have to sit on. And also, the terms of the embargo changed. Initially, the embargo was just supposed to be a few hours, and then they extended it to 36 hours. And then, as Mike said, he heard it on the German radio. So then they have a quote from Kennedy who said later wrote that the absurdity of attempting to bottle up news of such magnitude was too apparent. So he was trusting his news instincts and being a good newsman in this case, I think.
Do you think you would have done the same thing, Lisa?
I would hope so. I mean, it took courage to do what he did. He, as you said, I mean, he made all the other reporters in the press corps mad.
He lost his job.
He was kicked out of Europe for a while. When he got to go back, the reporters got mad again. And the AP issued some kind of correction. So it was very embarrassing for him at the time. I think he died, I guess, at the age of 58 in a car accident, Edward Kennedy, and now there's a book coming out that recounts this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So at least his daughter got to hear the apology from the AP executive.
Yeah, much too late for Kennedy. He died in 1963 in a car crash. So too late for him, but at least for his family, a chance for a little bit of redemption, I guess.
Yeah. I, you know, it's just, I don't know. It, This all happened before, of course, the whole idea of embedded journalists was born, I guess, you know, and it's kind of interesting that embedded journalists, you know, were kind of, we've criticized them a great deal for, you know, giving us only what the military wants us to hear, and things like that. And so, you know, I guess that whole idea of independent journalists kind of persisted all the way up till, what, Vietnam, and then finally we realized, oh, you know, journalists can muck up the waters pretty bad for us, you know, for our military, and say things that the military doesn't necessarily want out there. And so I this is a classic example of one of those kinds of things, you know, I think.
But based on what I'm reading here, he was willing to go along with the embargo if it meant protecting the troops, even though he's not embedded with the military.
Right.
He's willing to do what it takes to protect the troops. But once again, it became clear that this was for political reasons rather than for the safety of the troops. There was no reason in his mind to hold the story.
Right. They noted, the article notes, that there were no military secrets at stake. There was no security at stake.
And it's interesting, the AP would run a correction. The war, what do they say, the war is not quite over yet, and then come back a few hours later and say, okay, now the war is over.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah, the reaction of the AP, of Kennedy's superiors, surprised me in this. I mean, they didn't support him at all. And he received this letter of reprimand from the AP general manager, saying he had violated a cardinal principle of journalism by breaking a pledge to keep the surrender confidential. What about the principle of news?
Yeah, that AP talks about all the time.
Yeah, the public's right to know, right? You know.
So. And of course, yeah, you bring up, Mike, you brought up the idea of embedded journalists. Today, not just embedded journalists, but social media. Would there be any way to hold on to a secret like this today?
Right. It would be out of the question today. You couldn't keep a lid on a story like that. So,
all right. We have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.